Can I hear some baritones, please? I see trees of green. One, two, three.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
No breath here. As we go, let's have both parts together. One, two, and go.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Just do a measure 15, 16.
World.
Can't get to that R shape of the tongue.
World.
Right? Okay? Sing that world. Ready and go. Baritone's got to get from here all the way up the whole step. Again, ready and go. Yep, first note hold, is a half note, so it's both parts together. Ready and go. Good. Can I hear the first? I see trees of green. And what do we start on?
Can I get a question?
Yeah, question away.
I'm not.
Yes.
Musical.
That's okay.
So whenever you have this sharp thing, that the flat.
That's a flat, right? Yep.
That means all of them are that way.
Great. For the whole measure.
Okay.
Yep, you got it. So whenever there's a, we call them accidentals. It's a fancy word for either sharps or flats. But when you have those anywhere in a measure, it's that way for the rest of the measure, but then it resets at the bar line. Unless it gives you a sign to tell you to do something different. Unless it's a title.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay, so can I hear? I see trees. Can I hear just the first vowel and that interval? Ready and sing? Yeah, basses. Let's see if we can really get the A. Little flat. Again, go. Good. Now, just like we did at the beginning of the rehearsal in warm-ups, listen for the same tone quality across the board. Got too much ow and everything in between. Ah, I see. Beautiful singing. One, two, first pitch. That's nice. Now go, I see trees.
I see trees.
Good. Thank you. I thought, when I was preparing tonight, I thought, oh, they're going to spread that. It's going to go all horizontal. We're going to have, I see trees. But you didn't do it. So I love
that's litter parts.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
You'll get it.
Yeah, it'll come in. Okay, let's just go until I have a comment. Here we go.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
slowly just stretch out for me and you, just a little bit longer than what we did.
Try it again. I see.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom.
Watching here.
Can we sing that phase measure 7? World, ready, and go. Good, so the stress is on wonderful. We let it relax on world. Instead of wonderful world, wonderful. Great, one more time. I see trees. And they are icy tonight, I'm sure. I see trees. Can I not have it feel like it's there? I know we've been singing a lot, but I really want to have it. I see trees.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and what a wonderful world, wonderful world.
That was right. Good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What was the spot? Octave on the word bloom. We didn't really come into a perfect octave with each other on the word bloom. Some of that is vowel. I see them bloom. I really want, this way. It said, I see them bloom, I see them bloom for me and you.
Can you start with that? I see them bloom. And,
I see them bloom.
Do that again. And listen and tune the octave again. And, go.
I see them bloom.
You're flatter than them. We always need to tune to the foundation. We always got to make sure the cement pad underneath the house is a good, strong shape, and you got to build your foundation on top of that, okay? Let's try that again.
I see them bloom.
I see them bloom.
Good. Just go, over here. Go. String pulling out of your mouth. Ready and again. Good. Now, as you're pulling the string out, someone's also pushing the bellows in. Okay? Again, ready and go. Good. The first pitch does this. Get rid of the L as quickly as possible. Ready and go. Listen. Ready and go. Better. Faces. Your turn.
Ready and go.
Got lots of ideas what that pitch is. Ready again.
Yeah, lots of variation in there. We really got to listen and match that. Again and go. Both parts together. Ready and sing.
Now sing, I see them bloom.
And
I see them bloom.
Good. Back to the beginning, please. Sorry.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
got something else in your bones that I'm trying to kind of stretch out a little that you're not used to, so some eye contact when you get to that point would be great.
I see.
What's the first page?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
some other folks, can you strip back to your normal spot?
We want just to go back.
I'll bring it back. Oh.
They'll be coming in here in a second. So while we're stopped then, so I'm slowing and stretching out measures 4, 5, or really it's just measure 4, okay? Then when we get to that second verse, measure 9, I'm going to pick that up a little bit. We're going to go just a little bit faster. But then we have those fermatas. The dark sacred night, and I think to myself. Okay, and no L. And I think to myself. The minute the tongue starts making that L shape, we're doomed. Come on in! Come on in! Yeah. You're busy, important folks. All right. I'm excited to slam this together. Let's do it, everybody.
Walk with purpose. I got a Christmas show. Walk with purpose.
I do not want to hear your breath in. I also want to see us assume a singer's posture when we get ready to sing. And that first vowel, right? Let's try. Moving up. First chord. Couple gasps over here in this land somewhere. Okay? Don't want to hear it. Good. It feels unstable because the basses aren't in the root position, but we're going to head into that. So there's a little crescendo towards the trees. I see trees. Okay? No breath. I won't hear it anyway.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
Good. You are here. But in measure 4, I'm going to put a little retard, and I'm going to give you each one of those quarter notes. One more time, I see trees. I like the first sounds.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
You're watching?
I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world.
Okay, good. Start at I See Them Bloom. Three and four and.
I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
make friends with this chord right here. We're not there yet. Can I hear that world in measure seven? Ready and go. Yeah, basses, we're not quite up high enough. Okay, again, please. Ready and go. Good. What should happen is we go from purple to yellow on those two chords. Okay? The room should brighten up when we get to that second chord. Ready and go. Not quite yet. Not quite. Make sure that as we're sustaining the pitch over here, it doesn't sag in leads. Also, you have to do something. So just world, right? Ready and go. All right. Can we go? Measure six. Measure six. What a wonderful. Three and four and go. Starts loud and then relaxes into world. Again, what a wonderful measure six. And go.
What a wonderful world. Wonderful world.
You're making me happy. Good, let's go to the top. Oh, I didn't see good posture.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
again, second verse, please. What are the words?
I see
skies of blue. One and two and go.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night.
contrasts here, right? I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day. Dark, sacred night. Okay. Sing it, please. I see. Again, and go.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.
That's right. When you get up to that pitch, please don't pound on it. I see. Again, one, two, and go.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
we've done that in the four parts. Let's clean it up. Measure 15, 16. Ready and go. Sound two. Can I hear just the basses? Ready and go. Can I hear basses and leads? Ready and go. Yep, two times in there. We've got to tune that octave. You really got to listen. Can you try it again and don't be flat? Leads, ready, and go. Better, but now don't push on the final note. Ready, and go. Add in tenors, no berries yet. Ready and go. I'm hearing this from tenors collectively. Can I hear you sing, whoa, tenors, ready, and go. Yeah, it started great. And then right before we changed the pitch, I heard a lot of go. World. Ready, and again. Again, and go. I'm hearing wuh instead of wuh. We start W's with an oo, right? Wuh. Otherwise, we go wuh. We don't want that. Wuh. Ready again. Sorry. The top note, we're kind of stretching for it. Four parts. Can I hear your whirl on 15? Ready, all go. You know, watch me and do the same thing. Ready and go. It's fun when you do that. Do it again. Ready again. Once we get there and settle on the chord, we don't need quite as much as that lead pitch. Great, let's do the whole thing from the top. Personal challenge? Can we make it from there to where we just stopped without going flat? Vote of confidence. Let's hear it.
I see trees of green.
Tone flat. At least it wasn't a whole half step. It was just right in between. That's pretty darn good, especially for a first time out.
And you did say the piano was out of tune, so...
Right! While you were singing, I quickly tuned everything down in here. Nice work, everybody. That's going to be nice.